Thank you very much. I'm Barnum Joins, and we're going to take a look at something that might be a little unusual today, Return to the Abyss. William Gladstone was four times the British Prime Minister and acclaimed as one of the all-time greats of mankind, once gave the following evaluation of the Christian religion. We need to listen carefully to what he had to say and see if you agree with this. Christianity abolished. And here are some things that Christianity abolished. Gladiatorial shows and some spectaculars of horrid cruelty of men. Human sacrifices, polygamy, exposure of children, slavery, cannibalism. Next, Christianity drove into the shade all unnatural lusts and indeed all irregular passions. But the former, was effectually stamped out as infamous. And next, Christianity established certain things. Generally speaking, the moral and social equality of women, and the duty of relieving the poor, the sick, and the afflicted. And in the third place, Christianity established peace instead of war, as the ordinary, the normal, the presumptive relationship between nations. And here is a goodly list. I speak now of what it taught. It taught the law of mutual love. It proscribed all manner of sin. But the preceding particulars refer to what, besides saying it did, besides trying, and it accomplished. And in every one of these instances, except that of cannibalism, the exhibition of what it did is in glaring contrast, not with a barbarous, but with the most highly civilized life, such as it was exhibited by the Greeks and Romans in the most famous ages of both. Now, it is interesting, no horrifying, to watch the reversal of the progress that Gladstone cited. As modern leaders of thought succeed in undermining the world's respect for divine authority, and in our country today we have those who are bent on destroying the idea of God or anything that God has had to say, making every effort that they can to just wipe God from the face of the earth. And we're not saying much about it either, as we should be. But notice the current resurgence and the clamor for respectability of irregular passions and unnatural lust, and the rise of homosexuality and hedonism, of polygamy, now in the guise of promiscuity, and casual divorce, and of war, as a normal basis for a nation's economic wealth. Given enough time and popularity, atheism would eventually succeed in restoring to mankind the full set of inhuman values that characterize the pre-Christian civilizations, including slavery and cannibalism. And I think that not a single one of God's, the God-hating activists who are trying so hard to restore such a world would want to live in it if they could restore it. And if they succeed, then we will see how they like what they have created by taking God out of the picture. Thank you for listening today.